Hi there, and welcome to Mornings with Marley, where you listen in and learn a little something new each day. Today, I'm going to share with you a ton of information in a short amount of time I gathered throughout my deep dive into the South Island Distance Education School, more commonly known as SIDES. Here comes the sun, and I say it's all right. In this premiere episode of the podcast, I'll be touching on a brief history of SIDES, the campus and its location, grade levels and courses available, and finally, what I've learned from Sean Hayes, the current principal at SIDES. Sean and I met on a Zoom video conference call. Being new to everything blended learning and distance learning, I had quite a few questions about how SIDES operated, how it ran, and overall how the program worked. What initially started as a Q&A type of interview quickly became a comfortable back and forth between two colleagues. We ended up having an awesome conversation, and the takeaway highlight for me was definitely how the students are all so diverse. They're diverse in age and religion, location, and tech savviness, and they're all experiencing success with SIDES. So here's the brief history. The South Island Distance Education School was first established in 1988. And back then, it was recognized as a K-12 public school in District 63, which is Saanich. And at that time, students who were enrolled completed paperback modules, which were then mailed into the school to be evaluated, marked, and recorded. Throughout the last few decades, though, SIDES has grown into how it's been able to teach and reach students because of fast-evolving technology, but also the opportunities that the online world presented them with. SIDES programs follow the BC Ministry of Education mandated curriculum. It's a distance education school that takes advantage of various models of blended learning, beginning at kindergarten and going all the way up to grade 12 and into continuing adult education as well. They have two campuses located on the traditional territory of the Wasainach people in Saanich, BC. Originally, it was just the one campus, but as SIDES grew, they needed more space. There's an elementary campus, grades K-9, and then the original building is the senior campus, which houses grades 10 through 12. So let's talk a little bit more about the blended learning component to this distance learning school. My current definition of blended learning is that it's a type of learning environment that integrates both synchronous and asynchronous elements to learning, where students have some control over the pace at which they learn and how they learn best when working in both online and face-to-face environments. So which blended learning models do we see at SIDES? Depending if it's elementary, secondary, or continued adult education that we're looking at, there are two prominent models that I learned that SIDES incorporates, which are self-directed and project-based learning. They do also flip the classroom online synchronously for some classes, meaning they do have some synchronous Zoom class time and then they go away to complete their individual assignments or activities. However, this is mostly at the elementary and middle school levels. For elementary students, they can complete the full program remotely. They all start in September and they finish up in June. Students and their home facilitators receive support with program delivery, assignment feedback and assessment, weekly on-site classes, and live online virtual classes. They have an assigned teacher, they have a cohort, and for the most part, they all progress at the same time. For the face-to-face blended learning portion, SIDES offers in-person field trips and science experiments, tutorials, on-campus gym time, and there's also a community garden. But that's all optional stuff, because many of the students do not live in the area of either campus. At the secondary level, everyone's asynchronous, continuous entry and exit. They could start at any point and take up to a year to finish their course. If they need extra support, there are on-site tutors and teachers, if they're local. And of course, if they're not local, they can set up a Zoom time to meet with their teacher for that extra support and guidance that they require. It's very self-directed, very self-paced at the secondary level. So which learning management system is SIDES using to make all of this happen? They're using and have been using D2L's Brightspace Learning Management System. So D2L, which is Desire to Learn, is a software company and they are the developer of Brightspace, which is the learning management system that SIDES houses all of their courses and classes under. The lessons are clearly organized and the students are provided with books and print resources that accompany the lessons. Little fun fact, the ministry has just in the last couple of years announced that they want to try and centralize online learning in the province. It used to be called DL, distance learning, and now they've renamed it OL, online learning. And they're doing that by choosing a single learning management system. And they chose D2L, which is amazing news for science because that's their jam. They know the ins and outs, how it works, and now teachers, students, and parents don't have the daunting task of having to relearn an entirely different LMS. With introductions aside, I wanted to share with you some of my own curiosities and questions that I peppered the principal with. I wanted to know why students and their families choose sides. I was more curious about the elementary student enrollment, being a primary teacher myself. I wanted to know, what are the students like? Where are they from? Why sides? I wondered if just anyone could enroll. I was more interested in how that worked for younger students. Sean informed me that there is an intake meeting with administration and sometimes a counselor, and that's where a conversation would take place with the family. Some of the questions are simple housekeeping items like, will your child have access to their own device? Do you have Wi-Fi? Is it spotty Wi-Fi? He pointed out that these are important questions to ask up front, because doing your coursework on a phone in the middle of nowhere with spotty service will most definitely present countless challenges. And it's SIDE's job to ask these questions to ensure that they can properly support their students' success with the program. So what types of students go to SIDE's? Let's first look at students at the elementary level. There's such a wide variety of reasons why families with elementary-aged children choose SIDE's. For example, Sean informed me that some parents simply want to have more time with their children at home. They love the idea of homeschooling, but they're not totally ready to be the independent homeschooler themselves, which, FYI, parents can choose to do. With SIDE's, it's that middle ground position in that sense, where students are at home, but there is a classroom teacher assigned to them, and the parent becomes the at-home facilitator. There are lessons provided, there is a curriculum being followed, inquiry projects left, right, and center, assignments are submitted, and the teacher provides the feedback, completes the assessments, and the written report cards. Another reason that it's been a good fit for some families has been for cultural or religious reasons. Some of the students enrolled at SIDE's are immigrants from another country, and they have concerns and there's some nervousness around immediately placing their child in a brick-and-mortar school. And SIDE's has been a great way for those children and their families to transition into that new way of life and into the routine of school. And while some families choose to stay a long time, others feel more confident after their experience and in turn feel ready to enroll their child in a brick-and-mortar school. There are also some students with some mental health issues and some students with physical health issues, which can make accessing traditional education very challenging. They just can't leave their homes, and so SIDE's becomes a good fit option for those families. SIDE's is there to primarily support students' learning, but they're also there to support students and their families with the transitioning back to school, if they're able to. As for secondary students, there are also many reasons that SIDE's is a great option for them. Some of the secondary students fall into the same categories that I've already mentioned. However, a lot of the students from the secondary level choose SIDE's for the simple reason that there are timetable and scheduling issues at their brick and mortar school. Or maybe they need to take several prerequisite courses before a certain date in order to successfully apply to a post-secondary school. Or maybe their school is so small or remote that it doesn't offer all the courses and classes you would see at a very populated school. There are also students who are traveling a lot. They could be elite athletes and they're having a hard time keeping up with their brick and mortar school, so they need to work at their own pace so that they work around the responsibilities and demands of being an athlete or on a team. There are also students whose parents have jobs overseas and their parents want to stick with the British Columbia curriculum, and so SIDE's is an excellent option for them as well. Most of SIDE's secondary students are cross-enrolled, meaning they are taking courses with SIDE's, but they do have some home-based brick-and-mortar school. There's also the adult education cohorts, and those students sometimes are going back to school after a long time. They want their grade 12 or they want to upgrade. So for instance, if there's a student who decided they want to become a nurse later on in life, but they don't have their biology 12, etc., they would need to upgrade in order to enroll in a nursing program. And so SIDE's is a place where they could complete that course. Another fun tidbit of information shared with me by Mr. Hayes was that if you don't have your grade 12, all courses are free. And if you are graduated and you have your grade 12 and you're looking to upgrade, the ministry does have a list of courses that are free, which mainly consist of the high school leveled science and math courses. Did you know that? I didn't. I have to say, as an outsider looking in, it's amazing that schools like these exist for the moments in time that individuals or families need that extra support, and they can lean on these types of educational establishments to guide them through those times. I also asked Principal Hayes about the science community. I recently took a course in online communications, and I learned that building an online community is a necessity when designing and delivering an online program. An important part of blended learning is the community that it fosters between students and the teachers, and by establishing a strong interactive community, students feel a sense of belonging and they can experience that connection, which is sometimes difficult as it can feel isolating at times. So I asked, how do you establish a science community if so much of what's happening is online? They have their own lives, they're doing their own thing, they're doing their work individually. He really appreciated this question and agreed with me that a strong, supportive community is a huge part of what makes this type of learning work. He explained to me that Sides tries their best at all levels to build up community spirit, but with the secondary students, it's more challenging because they kind of already have their home schools. They're cross-enrolled, they have their own school community that they're already a part of. So some are like, thank you for thinking of us, but we're all set. They, of course, try to get sports teams together and whatnot, but sometimes it's difficult to get a basketball team of students that are relatively the same age, or sometimes they don't have enough students that are signing up for sports teams, but it does happen sometimes. They do have an active cross-country team and a track and field team. The community building is more focused around the elementary and middle school students. It's different because Sides is their school. They try to do what they can in person. For example, they had a Terry Fox run earlier this year, and a bunch of families who were local came out. They met one another, and sometimes they even set up their own little play dates. They have virtual field trips as well, and they have assemblies. In fact, earlier on in the day that I was interviewing Sean, they had their Remembrance Day ceremony. He was proud to hold up his phone and show me the Zoom screen of the school. There were students from every corner of the province. There were so many in attendance, the little Zoom boxes were so small. But I remember pointing out, wow, that student has a huge Canadian flag behind him. And he said, oh yeah, this is that student, and he's such an awesome kid, And he mentioned another student who showed up in their cadet's uniform and how proud they were to show everyone else and just how cool that was. And while he was explaining away the assembly and the stories associated with it, I realized he too was an excited member of this community that he was proud to be a part of. I'm really grateful that he shared that with me. The last question I asked Sean was, what was his favorite part about being a principal at this school? I asked him, what is something you thoroughly enjoy being a part of your job every day? One of the things that he appreciates so much about Sides is that he gets exposed to such an amazing range of students. He loves that he can watch and listen to a grade two student enthusiastically share something on a virtual assembly, to supporting an older student navigate the online world, to celebrating forward gains with a student who can't be away from home, and also acknowledging a win maybe for the elite athlete who's traveling the world trying to keep up with their studies. It's a range, he said, you just don't get anywhere else, and that's what he loves the most. We had a great chat, and before I ended the meeting, I told him maybe I'll apply to teach at Sides one day. I laughed, he laughed, but then he gave me a 1 minute rundown of how that application process works. So stay tuned. Well, that's it on the first episode of Mornings with Marley. Thank you for listening. And tune in next week when I discuss what happens when squirrels fall into buckets of coffee.